This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 7th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. National Pork Producers Council CEO Brian Humphreys says farmer leaders will be in Washington, D.C. this week and will be spending time Wednesday and Thursday on Capitol Hill.
We are just tickled that almost 120 pork producers show up in Washington, D.C. to talk about obviously the importance of trade, but also the importance of Farm Bill and all the things that go with it. And for, as you know, Jeff, a number of years now, we have been talking about the absolute need to pass a farm bill to provide that certainty to the American pork producers and to American agriculture. And
Humphrey says the farm bill needs to include a solution to California's Proposition 12.
And the challenges that that has caused, not just for the pork industry, but just as importantly, if not more so, for the consumers in California. But we also need to talk about the need for animal health, foreign animal disease prevention and preparedness, and making sure that we have the tools and resources available to handle that if we were ever exposed as an industry. And then, obviously, incredibly important, given everything going on in the world, talking about foreign market development and the opportunities that come there as well, especially given everything going on.
Humphrey says California consumers need affordability and pork producers need certainty.
California has seen an increase in pork prices for products impacted by Proposition 12 of up to 41%. That is an astounding number that and burden we are placing on the California consumers. Probably just as troubling is the fact that not all products are imported. For instance, cooked bacon is handled and treated differently than uncooked bacon going into California. Help me understand how that makes any sense. We are just simply, the American pork producers are looking for the ability to make business decisions and the ability to navigate and not have a patchwork of 50 or 100 or 200 different state regulations that they need to navigate.
Pork farmers export about a fourth of their production to more than 100 countries, worth just shy of $9 billion annually. Humphrey says tariffs and trade will be on the agenda.
Every time there's a trade dispute, the American pork producers, and for that part, a large chunk of agriculture, is always at the tip of the spear. And we, in the past as an industry, have been willing to take some of that pain and a recognition that there would be brighter days ahead. And as we look out on the horizon, there are still tremendous opportunities. While we do export $8.6 billion worth of product as an industry, there are still opportunities as we look at Vietnam, the Philippines, even places like Taiwan and South Africa. And so there are still opportunities out there.
Humphrey says U.S. pig farmers were hoping for good returns this year, that to offset losses from previous years.
In 2023, we had the worst economic year our industry had ever seen. And 2024 was better. But 2025 was supposed to be and hopefully remains the year that we filled in some of that debt and really took an opportunity as an industry to have some profitability. And we look forward to getting this issue resolved quickly.
Humphreys also says pork producers are anxious to share their efforts towards sustainability with their elected leaders.
If you look at our industry and the reduction of land use, the reduction of water use, the reduction of carbon footprint, we have an absolutely tremendous story to tell as American pork producers, and not only do we not back down from it, we stand proudly on our environmental record and the amazing things that we have done on sustainability in this industry.
That's Brian Humphrey, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with all-natural, American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.